Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you all. Good to have you. And good to be back. Amen. Sometimes we forget about, amen, God communications and communicating to one another. But communicating with God. Communicating with God. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. And we're going to pray for each and every one, amen, that you know. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the Blog Talk Radio is on the air. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, to stretch your hand and deliver us upon each and every one. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you on every hand. And God, we need you to help us. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, we know that you're able to do everything. And Lord, we ask you to bless the people now. In Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. Amen. This is Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, we're coming to you live, amen, from each and every one. Amen. Amen. And we thank God. Amen, that you was able to be a part of this program. Amen. We thank God that you was able to be a part, amen, of the things that you have done and how God has blessed us each and every day. Amen. And we know, amen, if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have no earth. Amen. There wouldn't be no earth. There wouldn't be no climate. Amen, because he's the one, he's the purpose of everything. And Lord, we thank you right now for our children, our young people, and our mothers and grandmothers. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the things that you have done for us. Amen, what we weren't able to do for ourselves. And Lord, we give you the praise and glory for everything. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Now, Lord, we thank you again and again and again. Our subject now for this broadcast is, amen, for this Wednesday night. Sometime we go in a different night. You may visit the broadcast any other night because we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But anytime that you want to visit program, you can. God's will for your life. God's will for you. What's God's will for you? Amen. You can go to Romans 8. We'll be visiting Romans 8. We'll also be visiting some other chapters in Romans 8. Probably Matthew 7 and 7. Amen. And Romans 8:28, and whatever God put on your heart you want to share with us, amen, do so. You can call us at 818-552-362-252 or 1-347-215-8816. You can go on the web, and you can go to Blog Talk Radio. .com/JCI Ministries. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Or you can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And we thank God for that. Those that don't have a phone, and you can listen to us, whether put yourself on speaker, or you can just walk around and listen to us, amen, tonight. And this is what this ministry is designed for, put you in part, and that you can say something or do share your dream, your vision, and be in part of this discussion. There might be some things that you like to say at home or around the town or in Bible study, in school, that you can't say amen all the time, amen, on in public. Maybe you can, but it's so structured until you can't get there. We're looking at Proverbs 27 and 17 says, iron sharpening iron. Iron sharpening iron. You know, I was a cook, you know, a long time ago, they still do it now. Take two lines and they rub them together. Amen. We're helping one another. We're helping one another. Might be something you have missed. Amen. And you desire to listen and you pick up that little nitpick. You find out, say, oh, I knew they were there, and I didn't realize it. What I was saying was true. The Bible said, get understanding. All that getting, get understanding. Not only that, but Proverbs 24 and 6 says, a multitude of counselors, there is safety. And the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. Proverbs 24 and 16 say, for a just man falls down seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. The wicked shall fall into mischief. Amen. So there's some things that, amen, we should always have something moving in our life. We should always have something moving in our life. God told Adam, God saw that Adam was having a problem. And the Lord said in Genesis 2 and 18, he said, Lord said, it is not good for man to be alone. Amen. I will make him a helpmate for him. Amen. In other words, amen. You have heard people talk about out of mind is a devil's workshop. Amen. It means that, amen, long term, amen, you have nothing to do. You have nothing to do. Just sit around, not studying, not praying, not meditating on anything. Something to pop in your mind. Amen. That ain't nothing but the devil. Ain't nothing but the devil. He throw those dots. Amen. Those wicked dots, those wicked thoughts in your mind about somebody somewhere. Amen. And you keep your mind stirred up. Keep your mind stirred up. Amen. And David said that, Isaiah said, if you keep your mind on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. If you keep your mind on Jesus, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Amen. So we're going right into our study now. Amen. We're looking at Romans, in the book of Romans real quickly. Amen. We're looking in the book of Romans, Romans the 8th chapter. Amen. Romans the 8th chapter. Amen. And Paul, amen, was writing. And Paul was saying that, therefore now there is no more condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. He said, now there is no more condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. You should not be condemned, amen, by following after God. You should not, your mind, your family, your home, the people that condemn you, amen, and you know that you know that you know. When you're following after God, amen, they're of the devil. Amen. Be very frank. They have the devil. Amen. They're not out to help you, but they're out to hinder you. Those are hindering spirits. Amen. Instead of them saying, well, come on now, I'll help you do this, I'll help you do this, and explain to you, amen, a better way to do it. Amen. But no, they are out to hinder you. They are out to hinder you. Amen. So one of the things that we have to remember, amen, when we want to find out if this God's will in your life, and things that ever come after you, and situation that ever helped you, amen. You have, look at 8:28 of the book of Romans, 8:28. He said, now And we know that all things work together for them that love God, to them that are called of God, and to his purpose. Amen. We're going to talk about the purpose of God here. Amen. You know that all things, amen, whatever you're going through now, whatever your situation is, amen, it's going to work out. It's going to work out. Amen. Amen. 1 John, amen. 1 John, the second chapter. Amen. 1 John, the second chapter and the first verse. The fourth chapter in the first verse, 1 John, it says, try the spirit and see whether or not it's of God. Try the spirit and see whether or not it's of God. Amen. All things that are going on out there in the world, there's so many voices, there's so many plans, there's so much happening. They want your attention. But you have to understand that there are some things that are targeted to you. Amen. They come in after you. If you're a soul winner, if you're living right, if you're walking upright, amen, and your life is a light to the world. You are the light of the world. Amen. Towards God. You are a light of the world towards God. Amen. And you know, if you ever put a light in a dark room, darkness will flee. Darkness will flee. Darkness have to flee. If you turn a light on, and the darkness going to flee, regardless of how you feel about it. Amen. And just a small light is going to flee. Amen. Darkness must flee. And you hear the make comments that the children of darkness, amen, the children of the light, amen. We are the children of the light. We are the children of the light. We show the world the way. We show the world the direction, amen, of how to get to a place. We show the world a direction of how to live this life for God. Amen. So your will is not God's will, but he wants you to understand that he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. According to Psalms 20:37, amen. He will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. And also Psalmist 1, he'll direct you. If you meditate on him and do things toward him, he'll bless you. He'll bless you. So what we're trying to find out now is to narrow everything down. Amen. If you want to go out and look for a job, and you find out that you can do a certain skill, and someone come up and say, well, you fill out this application, and you find out, you say, okay, you can be an aircraft pilot, and you know you haven't been an aircraft pilot. Amen. You know you don't know how to drive a cab. Amen. You know you don't know how to build a carpenter or anything. Amen. But you'll try it. You'll try it. That's not being wise. Amen. Even though you know the money might be great, everything, but you striving. You're really striving to see what God's will in your life. In your life. You can give up a lot of things. A friend of mine excuse me. Amen. That and passed on lately, and we was in college together. We was in college together, and we was in friends together. Amen. And he said, you know what? I'm working at a place now. Amen. They're selling Camel cigarettes. Amen. I know I don't smoke, but they gave me a manager job. Amen. But I go in there and I set up the bar room. I set up the places for different clubs, amen. And I go around and I have a good salary. But now, since I've came to Christ, what must I do now? What must I do now? Since I have come to Christ, what must I do? We were sitting there discussing it, amen. I said, you know what? We begin to, if God can take care of sparrows, he can take care, amen, all of these different things we went through. So, amen, if God can take care of us, he can take care of us. Amen, he can take care of us. Amen. So we know that week, during the run of the week, came back to class the next week. Amen. He began to tell me, he said, you know, I let that job go. Amen. But the following week, amen, the following week, I have received, amen, a job, amen, one of these big factories, amen, as a marketing supervisor, and paying the same money, little bit more benefits, but my mind was just narrow-minded, amen. You know, there's some things that in the world can narrow-minded put your mind in a state of blindness because of the fact you're looking at the money, you're looking at the fame, you're looking at having a good time, and your mind is going out and define yourself. All you want to be is in the world, of the world, and around the world. And you're really not really looking at the godliness of God. God's will, amen, he wants you to be read in among his people. Not only among his people, but he wants you to be right there, but you can show people and testify to people and let people know that he loves you, he cares for you, and people can see that. People can see that in your life, and you can direct them in your life. Amen. And you can talk to them in your life, and they always will come around, amen, because you're the light of the world. Amen. They always will come around because, amen, you are the one that they can talk to. Amen. And they'll find out, and they'll find out from you and say, well, you know, what church you go to? Do you go to church? And what faith you of? Amen. And this is why God's will for you, and you'll find it. Amen. He doesn't want you to give up certain jobs. But he wants you to be righteous. He doesn't want you to give up certain things, but he wants you to be righteous. Amen. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you that you can be the salt of the earth. He wants you to be the salt. He wants you to talk to people. He wants you to be around certain people, but he don't want you to be in the world. Amen. He don't want you to be in the world like that. Amen. So we're trying to find out tonight. Today, wherever you might be, amen, what is God's will in your life? What is God's will in your life? Amen. We're going to open the studio, amen, a little bit earlier. Amen. We're going to open up the studio now, and we're going to go right into, you can call 1-855-236-2252, 1-8-1-2-3-4-7-2-1-5-8-8-1-6. Amen. Amen. All right, we're getting ready now. We're going to the studio. And those that have been going to the program for the first time, we don't call your name. We just call out your area code and your last four digits. Amen. If you know your area, you know your last four digits of your area code. Amen. You know your number. Amen. When I call your name, amen. Let's go right ahead and respond. Don't give your name. And we just talk to you right now. All right, we got 561-1413. 561-1413. Amen. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. God bless everybody. Good evening, Bishop. God's will is for us to obey him and enjoy the promises he made for us. His will for us is to end the favor that he's set forth through his word and through walking in obedience. And iron does sharpen iron because we help one another, like in a race, when one fall behind, the other one pull him or a relay, you pass the baton and you go to the next leg of the race, amen, until you win. and you go up a mountain and you pull your partner up. And that's what we do. When we get in God, we go up. Everything is not always beautiful and ice cream, but we are blessed. And we know how to deal with the strain and the
Amen. All right.
Praise
I think
the
I
Lord.
Got cut off there. All right, go right ahead.
Amen.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. God want us to, his will for us is to enjoy the promises through his word and walk in favor and in unison and sharpen each other like iron and pull each other up when we're down and just stay in the praise and prayer and uplifting and talking godly things. Amen. Looking to the word and not the world. Amen.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Good to have you. Amen. Godliness is looking up. All right. We have 561. Amen. 6193. Last four digits, 561-6193. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Bishop.
Bishop.
I got a testimony this afternoon. Can I give it?
Yes, go ahead.
Well,
yes,
this morning when I woke up, my baby sister woke me up with some news that my baby brother was taken to the ICU and he's brain dead now over in Stewart. And I said, well, Lord, let your will be done, not my will. Because the Bible said, if you just put God first, everything else will be added. So, pray for me, Pa. I know you will. You have been doing it for the last 15 years. You've been praying for me. So, pray for me now, you and me. Everybody else that can sound in my voice. I know the Lord's going to do what he wants to do. And he died, but they brought him back. And He went into a coma again, and he hasn't woke up, and they find out that he was brain dead. So I have to leave and go to Stewart tomorrow, my wife and I, to see what, you know, because he wasn't married. So it's left up to me being the oldest brother and my baby sister to do what needs to be done. Thank you so much. God bless you. I love you all. Pray for me. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to pray for you right now along with many more is on the line. We'll pray, Lord, stretch your hand and deliver us upon this brother and his family. Oh, God, bring him back to life. And, Lord, we say this is for us, your will in his life. Oh, God, the will in his life be done. And nothing wrong with comas and things when Jesus is around. Jesus can rise him up. Oh, God, you can rise him up like Lazarus. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. All right, we thank God tonight for this and for this. Different information. Now we're going to remember that God is a healer. He's not only a healer, amen, but he got the ministry of healing. He had the ministry of healing, amen. And when you go to the different chapters of the Bible and begin to look at the different ministries of healing that Jesus had done, amen, not only Lazarus, but, amen, the lepers, amen, the man with the withered hand, the lady with the issue of blood, amen, and many more things that Jesus had done, amen. The Bible said they're not even written in the Bible. It's not even written in the Bible, the things that he's done. That's what the gospel according to John, amen, gospel according to John brought up here in the last chapter of John, amen, and about the, looking at the last chapter of John, and we see that in the 21st chapter of John, and you're finding that, amen. This is the disciple that testified of these things, wrote these things that we know he testified. Amen. And these are so many other things that Jesus did. If they should be written, every one, I suppose that the world itself cannot contain the books. Amen. Itself that should be written. Amen. There's so many things out there. Oh, God, there's so many things. Many of you now, I hear so many things come up. Amen. Miracles and signs and wonders. You know for yourself. Amen. So many things that came up that you haven't heard and things that you have learned. Amen. That you say, now I see why. I see why. But Jesus didn't say it directly. Amen. But the Holy Spirit led you to do that. So just while we're here, we're discussing the will of God for you, the will of God for you. Now, there, God told Jonah in the book of Jonah, amen, Jonah, do not go down to Nineveh. No, do not go, I want you to go to Nineveh. I'm saying to be corrected. I go down to Nineveh. I want you to go to Nineveh. And Jonah said, no, I'm not going to Nineveh. In other words, I'm paraphrasing this now, that he went and jumped on a ship. He got on the ship. Amen. He got out in the ocean. Amen. And things started happening. Amen. And God told all of the ship mariners around and him, that there's a man aboard this ship. He disobeying me, and y'all got to get him off the ship. Now I remember when I had was selling insurance and moving around, and one day I got a lead. Amen. Those in the insurance business know what I mean. I got a lead, and he say, I want you to take this man with you, and we're gonna go down. We're gonna go. And get some, make some sales. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. I was young in the Lord. He said, no, don't you go. Don't you go. Just tell him you don't want to go. And I said, well, Lord, you know, I need money. And a sale is a sale. He said, yeah, but I don't want you to go. So I kicked it around a while, and I called him back and said, well, you know, I'm going. What time you want to? On call other friend, call other worker, amen. We got together, and we got about 5 miles from the office, and the car started making a lot of noise, amen. The car started making a lot of noise, but I wonder what was going on. So I stepped on the gas, and I got in the fast lane, got in the slow lane, and anything I know, the engine was just rolling and rolling and roaring and roaring, amen. And next thing I know, amen, the timing chain that came off the car, it's a chain that pulled like a bicycle chain, amen, to pull all the transmission and everything, put everything together, amen. So I called, it was out there on the highway, amen, and I called, amen, and make a long story short, amen, the man that picked us up, he took us to the service station, and the service station said, okay, I'll hook you up and take you back to Fort Lauderdale. But I said, no, let me sit in there. I want to sit in the back of the car. I want to sit in the back of the car. The man said, no, it's against the law. You cannot sit in the back of the car. You cannot sit back there. Amen. You got to sit in the truck. I said, no. Okay, no, you can't sit there. Amen. So I listened to him, and I got in the car. Amen. We began to move down the road. And next thing you know, that car broke loose from the back of that trailer. and hit one of the light poles. Amen. And total lost the car. And, you know, all things was happening left and right. Amen. Because we don't realize when you step out of God's will, when you obey God, you're in God's will. When you step out of line and break God's will, and you step out of line and do what you want to do, amen, because it's the way you feel, that's the way it is going to go in your life, that's the way things begin to be successful to you, amen. God is not protecting you in disobedience. He's not protecting you in disobedience. Amen. That's what happened to Jonah. Amen. They threw Jonah overboard. But God knew, amen, that Romans 8:28 was saying everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. Everything's working, amen, together for those that love the Lord, even though you're in disobedience. Even though you're in disobedience. So we find here, amen, God works together to help you out of your trouble if you love him. If you love him, you really do love him and really care for him, amen, he's going to get you out of the trouble. He's going to get you out of the lion's mouth. He's going to get you out of the devil's mouth. He's going to get you out of the devil's foot tracks, amen, because that's what he's looking for. He's looking for that. All right, let's press one on your phone. We're talking about God's will for your life. God's will for your life. Amen. And whatever you're going through or whatever you feel like you are going through, amen, God going to take care of you. God going to take care of you. Amen. Sometimes we feel, amen, that, amen, successful people, because they're successful, they never have trouble. They do have trouble. Amen, but not like the trouble you have. Amen. Everybody in this world, amen, the devil is a part of the warfare. He is a part of the warfare. Amen. He is a part of the traps and tricks, amen, upon human beings. He is a part of all of this sickness, and, amen, and death, amen, and trials and tribulation, amen, that push you to stay with God. Amen. Look at Jonah. Amen. Amen. Job. All the things that Job went through, all the things that Job happened to Job, amen, God stretched his hand and blessed him because God allowed it. God allowed it. All right? Here we go. Another caller. Amen. We're talking about God's will. God's will. And we hope and praying that you see that you see yourself and see that you're on the right road and you can see what direction God lead you into. Amen. By being, amen, the God's David was an idol shop, idol workshop. David did not go to war. David did not go to war with his men. He stayed home, other words, and looking out the balcony and saw Bathsheba. Amen. And the devil, amen, got in his mind. You're the king. You can do anything you want to do, David. Amen. He ended up, had to kill her husband. He married her, and the baby died. Amen. All those things David had to endure because of what? An idle mind. Be careful on an idle mind. Amen. Be careful when you don't have nothing to do. Amen. Be careful. Amen. You find a hobby or something righteous, but make sure it's righteousness. Amen. Make sure it's something you can be successful with. Amen. Don't try to take people's stuff. Don't buy lying and killing and all of that. That's not a righteous amen, will of God, amen. That don't be involved in all of that, amen. But be successful, like James said, amen. A righteous man, a man of good religion, amen. He helped the widows. He helped the orphan. He helped the people that need help. Jesus said, when I was sick, you came and you prayed for me. When I was thirsty, you gave me water. When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was in prison, and you say, hold on now, hold on. Hold on, Bishop, hold on, hold on. Why is this so important? This is not in the church. Amen. This is not out. This is not moving around in the church. Amen. When I was hungry and sick, amen, out there on the highways, and that's not a part of the church, is it? That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, when I was sick and hungry, amen, I needed clothes. You don't know who out there seeking God. Like now, we got hurricanes, we got fires. Amen. We got things that's going on now. Amen. And that's the will of God, that you're helping. Amen. That you're helping people. That you're helping people. All right, we're not going to go on and take up some of your time. We want to get out of the studio here. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone, brother man. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. And amen. And we'll see. You can share with us some of the things that God has done for you. And you really wasn't sure that it was a helping to God. Amen. Now you're on this side of salvation. What about when you was on the other side of salvation? Did anybody help you when you was on the other side of salvation to let you see, amen, that the church is doing God's will. The church is doing God's will. All right? All right, let's press 1 on your phone, brother. And those that are coming in for the first time, we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Amen. We're talking about God's will for you. Amen. And we put God's will for you. Amen. And we're putting it down, and we're breaking it down. Amen. That what God is leading you to do, what God is leading you to do. Amen. You can feel God's direction in your life. Amen. You can't help anyone else, but can you feel God's direction in your life? Amen. Can you feel God directing you in your life? All right. looks like we, I don't know if we're back up at 5, 6, 1, 14, 13 or not. Amen. We're going to see if we're back up there. Amen. In 14, 13, we're back up there again. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Blessing. Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you right now, Lord, for comfort. We thank you, Lord, right now for those that's going through unforeseen circumstances, turns of events. We ask you to heal, set free, and deliver. Lord, touch those on the inside of the church and those connected to us outside of the church. But let them know that they have to repent and allow you to search their inward parts. In the name of Jesus, let your children know that all is well, even though we might be going through all kind of storms, but all is well. In 2022, God is going to reveal and more to you, you, and you. And he's going to heal so you can do whatever it is that you have to do. Amen. In Jesus' name, we claim healing and we claim victory. And we thank you for all that have been through some form of sickness, trauma, drama, any dilemma. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the victory and restoration. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. We thank God for that prayer. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. All right. All right. You got a, anybody got a prayer or hymn or a song? Amen. They want to give out. Amen. Anybody got a comment? Amen. We're here to help you to understand the will of God for you. Amen. For you. Amen. Sometimes we feel that things happen to us. Amen. If somebody don't come around, and you know God used people. The devil used people too. Amen. And those things that, amen, it happens for our benefit. Amen. But those that are in Christ, amen, it happens for our benefit. And sometimes you don't feel that a flat tire. Amen. I remember last time I was out and I was riding in the road. And I was taking my little grandson. Amen. And I knew I did not see a spike in the road. And I hit that spike. Amen. I heard some and I had brand new tires on. Amen. So I pull over the side of the road. Amen. And look, I said, oh my God, how this got in my tires. So I was on my way. I looked up the road. I was at the service station pulling in there. Amen. And I got there and we had about 10 minutes or more, amen, to get to my grandson and his job, amen. And I was down there scuffling, man. I was, and changed the tires so long, that's why I kept putting brand new tires on there, amen. Then a man pull up with his truck, amen. He began to talk, and he said, exactly, can I help you? And we began to talk and everything, and I said, yeah, he was so nice. And we got around and found out he was a minister. I said, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I was down there praying and scuffling and praying. Amen. Didn't have that. Didn't have this on the car. Amen. And he ended up, and that's the kind of man I was asking God for help. Amen. Send me a help. Amen. And send help. Amen. And God will let me know that he can use circumstances. He can use people. Amen. You might not think that you don't need people. Amen. You might not think that, amen, you're the island by yourself and you don't need nobody else. Amen. But you do need people. Amen. Godly people. Amen. To be along with you as well as unsaved people. Amen. God can take an unsaved man and use him for your glory. Amen. He take your enemy and make him your footstool. Amen. So you think about this now. What are you going through? Amen. Situations and things happening. Amen. Don't judge a man when you're out there in your situation. Amen. Don't look on a man and look on him. Amen. But find out first. Can you help him? Can they help you? Can they help you? Amen. And things will go along smooth for you. You go along with understanding. Perversity get wisdom. But first, get all you get. Get understanding. Get understanding. Amen. All right. All right. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. We're trying to get out of here. We're moving right along. Amen. What God's will for you in your problem now? If you got a problem, if your brother or your sister got a problem, amen. Number one, you got to pray. Amen. Pray and talking to God. Amen. And just what Jesus did. Jesus prayed all night long one time and his disciples and began to worry and began to understand and said, Lord, teach us how to pray like that. Amen. Teach us how to pray like that. Amen. He prayed about everything. Amen. He prayed over everything. Amen. Temptation and trouble. Amen. Lead them not, and don't let them go into temptation. Oh, he just prayed everything he could think of that he knew. Well, he knew more than we knew. Amen. But prayer is one. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. Be prayerful in everything. Be prayerful. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's press one on your phone, brother. We don't want to start in one or stop any one from their answer. You might have an answer you want to give out. You might have a question. You might have a question that you'd like to give. And you might have an answer you'd like to give. All right, we had 561-6193. 561-6193. Amen. All right. Go right ahead.
Bishop, this is the one thing I want to say to the world. If you haven't been connected with your family, do it. Do it now. Because I learned down through these 83 years that I have lived, tomorrow is not promised. My mother had 13 siblings, and now they're down to around 6 or 7. And all of them was way younger than I am. Way younger. So don't take life for granted. Love thy sisters and brothers and everybody as God has loved us, because we're going to need, you can't go through life with hatred in you. I don't like this one because he did that. I don't like that one because he did this. That's the wrong way to live. And since I've been on the other side for the last 25 years, God has been good to me. I mean, he's been wonderful. And I'm so grateful to have the friends and a big organization and family behind me. Because if I'd have kept living the way that I was living, I'd have been dead and gone a long time ago. But God didn't see for that to happen. I had many opportunities to do other things in life, but that was what God wanted me to do. But now I'm connected in his presence, and I'm doing what I love to do, and I'm doing what God wants me to do. So please, call your brothers and sisters and just say, if you don't know them, just say, hello. I call my friends, and I tell them I love them. Do that, please, for me. If you don't do it for yourself, do it for Jesus. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. That's a heartfelt, amen, comment there. Amen. We thank God. And I've been hearing that so since I've been moving around more so these last 2 years, amen, with this virus that's happening, that they didn't have no friends, they didn't have no family, there was nobody that know who, what the family was and things like that. Amen. Get to know on amen, on this. Amen. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody. And God wants us to love one another. That's what Jesus said. By this you should know. Amen. You just write a letter. They don't want to talk to you. Just write them a letter. Let's write them a letter. Amen. Amen. They don't want to be heard from you or whatever. Amen. Forgive them. Let them know I forgive you. Amen. I forgive you. Amen. So what we have to do now is be on this side of it, of salvation. Amen. And you see how it feel. Amen. Reach out over. Amen. Reach out over those that Amen. They thought they never get caught. They thought they never, amen, get into problems. But, amen, the way of the transgression is hard. It's a hard life out there, brother. It's a hard life. It's a hard life out there. Amen. Everybody want to be everybody else. Amen. They want to be like this. They want to be like that. Amen. If they read the 37th song, amen, after a while they'll be cut down. A lot of them are going to be cut down. They're living good. They're living a life. Amen. But it's nothing wrong with, amen, being a child of God. Nothing wrong. Amen. Once this, sometime it takes a little trial, a little situation to really see what life is about. Really see what life is about. Amen. All right, brother, we got about 5 or 6 minutes. Amen. I'd like to have some more comments if you can. Another prayer if anybody want to pray. Amen. Because this is serious. Amen. Those that didn't catch on to God. Amen. So there are many dreams out there in the graveyard. I almost did this. I almost did that. And the many hindrances, the enemy hinder you. Amen. When you want to try to do things right, and God, you know God has shown you a vision or a dream. Amen. And you couldn't quite get there. Amen. But thank God you made it. And you can tell when you made it, you feel so good. You feel so happy. Amen. And it's easy. It is easy. You find what God wants you to do. It's easy. Amen. But don't push yourself and hurt yourself trying to get there. Run over people. Because when you get there, you can't stay there. Amen. Things are going to frustrate you, and you're going to give it up. Amen. You're going to give it up right now. Amen. Looking at Joseph, look at the thing Joseph went through. God showed Joseph, amen, a lot of things that Joseph went through, amen. And when Joseph got there, amen, look at all the things Joseph had to go through. It took him a lifetime, almost a lifetime to become governor, amen. The things that he went through, amen. So look at, so be positive. Be positive, amen. You know God has shown you a dream. A vision, comment, and he wants you to be the governor. He wants you to be the president. He wants you to be the head of something. Amen. Not only that, but he just wants you to, amen, just to move into another location. Amen. To change jobs. Amen. Either just put on a new pair of shoes. Amen. You'll feel good about it. You'll feel good about it. All right. All right, we can press one on the phone, brother. We have to get down to a little time now, and I'm enjoying this. Amen. I'm losing the time. I was walking. Amen. I was walking. I was walking. I said, Lord, I can't live like this. I can't, not knowing that God put those, he allowing the devil to put little obstacles in my way. He put little obstacles in my way. Amen. When I get a little trouble, amen, I say, oh, God, I need your help on this. Amen. But I just wouldn't give up. There are many of you out there now. You know family and friends out there like this now. Amen. They know the obstacles. They know God's will. Amen. They know some things that, amen, God told them to do, but they were just being disobedient. Amen. You know some Jonahs out there. It's just a whale of a problem. They know they right. They know they right, but that ain't what God wanted to do. That ain't what God wanted to do. Amen. Amen. There's some Jezebels out there. Amen. They know they right. She knows she right. She knows she right, but that's not what God wanted her to do. Not what God wanted her to do. Amen. All right, we can go on down the line and listen. The Bible have two stories. Remember, God is a God of communication. He's a God of communication. Amen. He's a God of communication. And we know, Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. The Word was God. Amen. All right, we can take, I think we can take two more prayers. Anybody want to pray? Amen. A comment. Amen. What's going on? And amen. Just search your life. Just search out your life. Amen. You don't quit no jobs. You don't quit no programs. You don't quit no households and all of that. No. You just slowly work yourself over. Slowly work yourself over. Amen. To where God wants you to be. You feel that God, the Bible says, try the Spirit by the Spirit. Amen. And see whether or not it's of God. Matthew 7 and 7 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. All these other things will be added. All right. We probably take one prayer. If anybody want to pray, we got one prayer. Amen. We're going down the line. Amen. Now, Father, we thank you, oh God, for the many people that are listening and who else is going to be listening in this program. Oh God, as we go through the land, Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance right now. God, touch those that don't understand how you're working in their life and how you're working in their homes and on their job. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, touch people. Touch the in-laws, and God, and touch the outlaws. Amen. Touch those that you know will be a part of this. Amen. Amen. All right, look like we might have another prayer. 561-6193. 6193. Go right ahead. Amen.
Heavenly Father,
right,
my
ahead.
God, my Savior, my believer, Lord, I know this is not a time, it says, when we come out to life, we cry. When we go out, we happy. Lord, this is my baby brother. He lived a life, a good life, but you saw fit for him to come and visit you for a while. Lord, thank you for giving him to me for the years that you have. Thank you for everything that you have done for him and for me, for my family. God, you've been so good. You're still good. And I know if I live in your glory, I'll always be good. So, Lord, send your prayers down to us. Please, Jesus. This is not a time for me because I've been through so many deaths for my family. And God, I thank you. In your holy name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
All right, my brother, we thank God for you. We all of us have been listening, we'll be praying for you. Amen. And we thank God for all of you. Amen. Going through this virus, going through these different things and difficulties. Jesus said these are the times of sorrow. Amen. Of regrets. Amen. But be of good cheer. Amen. We got hope. Be of good cheer. We got hope. We got hope, brethren. Amen. Just be of good cheer. Amen. We got an answer. We got an answer. Amen. We can call on him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. And we thank God for y'all tonight, today, wherever you might be. And bless the Lord for all my soul, all that was in me. Bless his holy name. God bless you. This is Bishop Poole signing off. God bless you. God bless you. Won't it be grand, oh, won't it be grand, won't it be grand, oh, won't it be grand, I'm going home.